It's Food Friday. Today, Lori Skelton is back with us in the studio to share her tips for simple fish preparation.
And what about you? Do you have any questions about cooking with fish? What's your favorite way to prepare seafood? Are you intimidated by the process of cooking fish? And what do you struggle with in particular? You can share your questions and your advice at 800-642-1234, and you can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Lori Skelton is with us now. She's one of WPR's in-house foodies, a regular here on Food Friday. Lori, welcome back.
Good to be here. Hello.
Well, what led you to want to tackle fish on Food Friday? I think it might have been partly from talking with us about cooking with fish.
Exactly, because I get to go to our family place in Florida over the Christmas holiday, and there you can find fresh fish in varieties we just don't have in Wisconsin. And I was telling Veronica about the different kinds of snapper that I had tried for the first time a few months ago. And I was saying that the best way to try a fish you've never tried before, simply pan fry it and serve it over salad greens. And that's when you said, you should tell us how to do fish in a simple way. So that's what got it started.
Right, because I eat fish when I go out, but I never cook it at home because I don't know what I'm doing with fish. I feel like I'm a pretty good cook, but fish, I don't know. It just seems like it's got some extra challenges, even though it cooks up in a snap. I know it's fast, but it seems tricky to do it well. Is it tricky, Lori?
Oddly enough, it's the speed that can sometimes be tricky for a lot of people. Say it's a weeknight of we've got two kids going to different activities after school, and you don't know when your spouse is coming home. If you've got something like fish that can cook up in 10 minutes and can overcook very easily, that is a little intimidating because you don't know when you're actually going to be serving dinner. So speed can sometimes be a problem with fish. The other problem these days, of course, is it healthy for me and is it sustainable? Fortunately, you've got a great way to check that out beforehand. The Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch website, which is seafoodwatch.org. They have an app, of course they do, but they also have printable guides for each state, and they update those guides at least 4 times a year. So before you go out looking for fish, you can print out one of these guides and take it with you.
Now, you said a great basic way to try a new kind of fish is to pan fry it. So let's talk through, I understand there's a couple categories. There's like lean white fish and the oilier fish. So if you've got, what are the lean white fish and then how do we do that basic, you know, pan fry it, serve it on some salad or relish or whatever?
Lean white fish, certainly the color is a giveaway, and also it's not going to have an oily texture. When in doubt, ask, but you can always start with tilapia or cod or bass, grouper, haddock, catfish, lake perch, of course, whitefish, walleye, snapper. You know, if you're not going out to your fishmonger, if somebody is coming over, say, hey, look what we just caught at the lake. Pan frying those thinner fillets would be a great way to go.
So when you say pan fry, that sounds really obvious. You have a pan and you fry something in it, but can you walk us through it? Because I always thought you were supposed to kind of sear the fish.
You do want a hot pan, which is why if you're searing fish, a nonstick pan is wonderful. But if you don't have a nonstick pan that's big enough for your fish fillets, go ahead, add a little more oil, and make certain your pan is hot. You want your fish to start off pretty dry. And one easy way to do this is don't try seasoning both sides of the fish at once. Give just one side of it salt and pepper. Warm your olive oil or butter in your skillet, hot pan. Then you put the fish down, seasoned side down. Now, this is the really important part. Don't move it. You have to let it sit on your pan for 2 minutes to develop that lovely, nice sear before you flip it. And then once you flip it, you can season the other side. Again, once you flipped it, don't move it.
So wait, can you move it?
Sure, because I really want to move the fish at this
juncture. Me too. I love moving fish.
You want it to sit undisturbed in that pan so it gets nice and hot and cooked through. It develops a lovely, crispy, crunchy exterior. And of course, if you want it even crispier and crunchier, go ahead and dredge it in flour or breadcrumbs before you put it in the pan. A little cornmeal is always nice.
Yeah, and with that cornmeal, do I have to egg dip it first, or does it just do you, I just do it in the dry stuff?
You do it in the dry stuff. You really don't have to egg dip it. Egg is certainly lovely. It will certainly add a little bit more flavor to it. But if we're talking basic, if we're talking, I want to find out what does this particular kind of fish taste like, the less you do with it, the better.
Talking with Lori Skelton, one of WPR's in-house foodies right now for Food Friday. And we're talking about advice for cooking with fish. And Lori, when you're not doing your simple pan fry, another way you can go, you might think about using parchment paper or some tinfoil packets. I understand that's another pretty simple way to go. Can't go too wrong with that. How do we do those?
You can find, again, online, if you want to find out exactly how the French fold up those beautiful parchment paper packets, go right ahead and get fancy. Or you can just take a nice big piece of foil, put a tiny little bit of oil in it, put your fish on top of that, put vegetables on top of that fish, and then some sort of liquid so it's going to steam in that packet. A little bit of broth, water is fine, but if you wanted to throw some citrus juice or white wine in there, maybe a little vinegar, that's great. Then you just wrap up the packet. You don't want it super tight. You want to have room for steam to develop in there, but you also don't want anything to leak out. So wrap up your packet, put it in a fairly hot oven. Packets are a great idea for those weeknights when you don't know who's coming or going for dinner. Now, I know last week you were talking about vegetable prep and prepping ahead of time, mm-hmm. cooking ahead of time. Boy, if you can put your packets together in the morning, say you've got four people to worry about for dinner, you make four individual packets of fish and vegetables. Everybody can choose maybe what they want. So if somebody doesn't want broccoli, you don't put it in their packet. Then you've got those packets waiting, and you put them in the oven as people are ready to have their dinner. Real easy way to go.
I want to get to the recipe we have on the Central Time Facebook page now. I missed this one, unfortunately. I was gone when you brought it in. That's okay. That's okay. It's not all about me.
It was pretty tasty.
It was really good, I hear. It was a fish pie. And again, you can find this recipe on the Central Time Facebook page. This, I looked at the recipe. It looked awesome, Lori.
I wasn't planning on including a fish pie. Mm-hmm. Fish pie under mashed potatoes is classic British comfort food, but it's not necessarily simple. Classic British preparations is you poach the fish in milk, and then you use that milk plus a roux to make a white sauce. It gets really, really, really involved. I happened across Jamie Oliver, the British chef. He didn't have a recipe online. He was using a simple fish pie to demonstrate his line of utensils. But I looked at this recipe and thought, you could have this on the table in an hour. And I also thought, okay, not all of us have access to great fresh fish all the time. Why don't I try making a fish pie with frozen fish? And I made a fish pie with frozen salmon, frozen cod, and about 6 ounces of frozen shrimp. I used minimal seasoning. I brought it in expecting Wisconsin Public Radio people to be polite about it. And that pie was devoured. I brought in a fairly sizable pie, and it was gone, and everybody wanted the recipe. So I sat down with a video. I think I've come up with actual recipe, you know, how much butter, how much fish. In line with Jamie Oliver's video, I tried it again over the weekend using fresh fish this time. I added a little more seasoning. And again, no leftovers.
Oh, it was so good. I have to say, I went in there skeptical. Someone said, hey, Lori's fish pies in the break room. I was like, all right, I'll do it a try for Food Friday. I don't know, because I think I'm more of a purist. I want it to be a piece of fish. But that was delicious and also really comforting. And it didn't taste overly fishy, even though it had all these varieties of fish in there. It was really comforting.
And again, trying it out with frozen fish that had been thawed, not always the greatest taste. And I think having the option, and we've got several suggestions on how to personalize this, having the option of adding more seasoning or adding horseradish to the mashed potatoes, giving it a chance to make it your own and make it a little more robust, can get you past the, well, it's maybe not the greatest cut of fish I've ever had, but it's still a good pie.
And it seems like this is a recipe with some wiggle room. Sometimes when I think fish, like, you got to be really precise and get it just right. This you can play with, and a minute here, a minute there, no problem.
Absolutely. And people got so creative with their suggestions as to how they would season it. Some would use different herbs. Somebody actually sat down and said, I'll bet you could do this Creole style.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And
the shrimp, yeah, sure.
And they were actually talking about, I wouldn't mind even having some leftover blackened fish thrown in here as well. So we've got suggestions on the Central Time Facebook page, but you can really have fun with this and get creative.
We're talking to Food Friday regular Lori Skelton right now about simple ways to prepare fish on this Food Friday.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. What's your favorite way to cook with fish? What do you struggle with when it comes to cooking with seafood? Are you a fish cooking pro, or do you fear the fish? Maybe Lori can help you overcome your doubts, your worries, your concerns. Call in at 800-642-1234 or post and find that fish pie recipe on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll pick up our conversation and get to your calls in just a little bit here on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're picking up our discussion now with Food Friday regular Lori Skelton talking about simple ways to cook with fish.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you need some advice on cooking with fish in general, a particular kind of fish? Do you have fears and reservations that Lori can help you overcome? Or are you a pro at cooking with fish? You can offer some advice yourself. Share your favorite recipes and your questions now at 800-642-1234 or post and find a fish pie recipe on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we'll go to our first caller now. We've got Jim joining us in Colfax. Jim, hi.
Oh, longtime fan of your show. This is great.
Oh, thanks.
And talking about fish is right up my alley. Well, throughout the winter, it's nice to go ice fishing. You come home with your 25 nice fresh fish, flay them off the bone. You know, it's pretty simple to do for the most people if you follow the instructions. Take your fresh fish, and then from there, you can just throw it in a little shore lunch. You can throw it into flour. You can season your flour with some salt and pepper, maybe a little Lowry's, different things, depending on your taste buds. Chili powder, all kinds of different things you can put in there. From there, just throw it in either your deep fryer or right into a pan of oil. I use a wok. For the most part, it works really well because it spreads the fish out nicely across the top, and that way they all get nice golden brown. Mm. So, and you can do that with just about any kind of white fish. And when you put it on your paper towels, it takes the oil out of it, so it's not like you're getting a big oily mess or anything.
Right.
So, and when they're golden brown, they're done. Now, a couple nights ago, I made salmon, and I make it quite often. And I love using the tin foil packets because you can portion it up. You can put whatever seasonings on there if one person likes a little spicier things. And just like your guest was saying, you can cater it to whatever needs you need on that. Not only that, it stays fresh in the packet if you just shut your oven off, and you can leave them right in the oven nice and, you know, it stays nice and warm for a long period of time. With that, though, I have a little secret that I take the salmon, and if I use the tin foil packets, take the skin off, and you don't have to deal with it after the fact, but pour maple syrup over the top of it. So season it first with your salt and pepper, or, you know, little parsley flakes work great. And from there, just dribble some maple syrup over it. And when it cooks, it just gives it a nice, a little bit, takes the fishy flavor away for people that don't like that fish flavor. The oil from the salmon drains out of the bottom, you know, stays towards the bottom of the packet, so you're not getting the oil from the salmon afterwards.
Jim,
right.
Thank you. Wow. You are a fish aficionado. He knows how to cook a fish.
Aficionado, get it?
That's very
see
good.
See what you did there.
Yeah, so the maple syrup thing, Lori, that seems pretty revolutionary there.
Not,
maple syrup on salmon.
Well, I suppose, but if you think about it, have you ever had like a soy glaze? Have you had teriyaki?
Yes.
Okay, so while it's going to be a little bit sweeter, it's going to have that similar effect of, you know, caramelizing and working. With the oily fish, that robust flesh can stand up to added sweetness. And my go-to way to prepare a fat salmon fillet is bake it with a little bit of grainy mustard spread over it and swimming in a pool of cider.
Cider.
And I've discovered that apples and oily fish are great. If you've got a whole mackerel that you want to cook, stuff that thing with apples in the cavity and maybe a little bit of cider in the cavity as well. Apples and mackerel are brilliant together.
Wow. Jim, thanks for the call. Fish on. We'll go next to Larry in Pell Lake. Larry, hi.
How are you doing today?
Good. What do you got for us, Larry?
All righty. I found this recipe in probably a 1940s little cookbook. I tried it, and it was absolutely incredible. You take just like a cup of flour, and you season it with salt and Italian seasoning. And you just dredge your I used cod fillets, and you just dredge them in there and shake off the excess, and you put it in a prepared baking dish. And then you take butter, and you melt some butter, and you put it, you mix it with cornflake crumbs.
Oh, yeah.
you sprinkle the cornflake crumbs on top of the fish, and then you take a cup or so of cream, or half and half, and you pour it around the outside edge of the fish. You don't want to knock off the cornflake crumbs, and then you bake it. And the cream and the flour makes this wonderful little, it's not a thick gravy, but kind of a watery gravy, but a nice gravy. And the sweetness from the cream and the Italian spices, oh, my God.
Wow.
Larry, thank you. But you went to heaven.
That sounds so great. And it sounds like simple in a way, but I bet it comes out looking and tasting really fancy. Laurie, he had you at cornflake crumbs.
Well, I've certainly, he said this came from a 1940s cookbook, and I've certainly had that when I was growing up from older cooks in Wisconsin. I will be honest, I don't eat cornflakes, so it's not something I would have in my cupboard. It's not something I'd think about, but that's certainly an option. You know, just like if you've got panko breadcrumbs, it's got that similar crunchy texture. So, yeah, cornflakes would be great.
Well, it's Food Friday. Lori Skelton is here with us to talk about how to cook fish, and you can join us at 800-642-1234 with your fish questions and your fish wisdom. And there's a lot of that in Wisconsin so far, we're finding. Let's go next to Bob joining us in Burlington. Bob, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I started out looking for a recipe for rhubarb that didn't require 3 parts of sugar for every part of rhubarb. And so I was experimenting around with a bunch of different recipes and everything else like that. And what I really liked most was a stir-fry recipe for fish because, you know, you throw your vegetables in there and your fish and the whole 9 yards and in 15 minutes it's done, you know. And so I tried sprinkling some rhubarb in with my vegetables.
Wow.
And it turned out pretty good. It gives a little bit of a tart taste to it, you know, similar if you would add lemon or whatever else you would throw in. And it's very quick and easy and comes out pretty good.
And what kind of fish are you using in the stir fry?
Actually, I'm using just about any kind of fish, you know, anywhere from bluegills to pike, bass, and even into salmon and trout, you know.
Okay.
Most of the stuff I've been catching out of the lake.
Again, you know? With the oilier fish like the salmon, I could definitely see where rhubarb would work. I hadn't thought of something lighter, but that will be something to try later when my rhubarb comes up in 2 weeks.
The fish would flake, right? If you're tossing everything in a stir fry, you'd get little flakes of fish?
You might get a little flake of fish, depending on how vigorously you're going to be stirring. Of course, the fish will be the last thing that goes in after the vegetables. So I don't think you'd need to worry about your fish disintegrating that much. But then again, you want to be working with a fairly thick cut of fish to begin with if you're going to be doing that.
Thanks for the call, Bob. We'll go next to Dan on the line in Madison. Dan, hi.
Good afternoon. I'm looking for any advice or tips or tricks on smoking salmon.
Ooh. Are you a salmon smoker, Lori? Have you done this?
Well, it's been done, but I've never had the chance to smoke it on the stove. Is that what you're talking about?
In a smoker. I have a charcoal smoker I'll be whipping out this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And there aren't any suggestions with your smoker as to what to do? Because I know smokers can be each one can be different as to how long you want to have that in there. With salmon, I think you'd want to be going for applewood, correct?
That sounds good.
Okay. I don't know as I'd go for anything stronger than that with salmon, but I will be honest. Every smoker I've ever dealt with or I've watched somebody else deal with is different. Mm. So I'd be a little bit hesitant to give you step-by-step instructions on the air. Start with applewood. You're not going to need to have it in there for probably more than 2 hours, but check with your own instructions and see what happens.
I've seen cedar planked salmon quite a bit, mm-hmm. and I know that it has like a nice flavor that goes well with the salmon, so maybe that's another option. Well, that's great. A fish smoker, I love smoked salmon, so yeah. Good luck with you with that, Dan.
Yeah, if your housemates don't mind, there are very easy ways to smoke fish on a big pan on your stovetop, nice and slow. But be warned, your house is going to smell smoky for quite some time afterward.
So, Lori, before we let you go, just a couple seconds left. What is one easy fish to work with if we want to start out and try this?
Well, we're getting into grilling season. Putting a whole fish on the grill is really, really easy. If you can get them, one thing I discovered putting this program together is if you can find whole, fresh sardines, put those on the grill. Rub them down with oil, herbs, stuff a little bit of garlic into the cavity. Hot fire, 2 minutes on a side. The flesh is moist. The skin is crispy. Absolutely fantastic with a beer.
Well, sounds great. Lori, thanks so much for coming by today.
Absolutely.
That was Lori Skelton, one of WPR's in-house foodies and a Food Friday regular. And she joined us to talk about simple, easy ways to make fish. And you can find a link to that super yummy fish pie that Lori made over on the Central Time Facebook page. Stay with us on Central Time.